Yeah, keep comments, views and opinions coming into us on the programme in 0667 123 666. Now, yesterday, the GAA launched its National Demographics Committee report, and they've recommended a pilot programme for Kerry and Kildare. Initiatives those counties will focus on urban centres and rural areas with declining populations at both counties, and launch targeted interventions focused on increasing participation, improving integration, influencing planning policies and creating sustainable club structures. This is a report designed to tackle what's been described and was described at the launch in Croke Park yesterday as the existential crisis facing the GAA, the problem of underpopulation or rural depopulation on one side and overpopulation with the urban eastern portion of the country. The report highlights a number of interesting factors. It highlights that effectively 1 in 3 people on the island live in Dublin or within 1 hour of the capital, where just 18% of the GAA clubs are located. The majority of clubs are in areas affected by declining populations. 70% of pitches in Dublin are not owned or controlled by clubs, with 50% controlled and owned by local authorities and 20% by education institutions and other groups. And the rise of the GAA and the inability of us really to buy land anymore is a major problem highlighted. And of course, the issue and emotion is going to go towards Congress 2026 to allow clubs in rural areas field teams with 11 players to recognise the demographic shift on the western seaboard and particularly in counties like Kerry. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail, we've got Joe McCrohan, who is the chairperson of the South Kerry Board and also works with the South Kerry Development Partnership Rural Development Officer there. We also have Independent Councillor and Kerry County Councillor Dr. Crokes, Club Member Councillor Niall Botty O'Callaghan. Joe, I'll start with you on this one. One of the elements yesterday was that the report was titled "That No One Shouted Stop," but I know you and South Kerry and you and South Kerry have been talking about this for a long time. What do you make of this attempt finally to take, as one of the report authors said, take the bull by the horns and do something about it?
Yeah, Johnny, good morning. I want to your listeners, I want to everybody in Kerry, I suppose it's a welcome document in the sense that the GAA at national level, City open taking, so what people in South Kerry and Kerry have been talking about since we did our depopulation report in 2011, which is a few years ago now at this stage. While there's some good stuff in the report, I suppose even the chapters themselves, you know, the first three chapters in the report are the Dublin Community Belt, the Eastern Seaboard map, cities and major towns, you know, and there's no chapter such on the deeply rural areas like a place like South Kerry. So that's a concern, but I suppose a lot of what we are doing here in the South Kerry Board and in Kerry would be even further ahead of this report. And I suppose we'd be very interested to see the structure of the pilot and I suppose the money that will follow the pilot that's going to be run out in Kerry. Because I suppose if you're going to do anything in rural Ireland, you're going to need to get the buy-in of the people, but you're also going to have resources to fund that. And I suppose we'd like to have seen something like, you know, rock concerts or whatever ran to generate money for rural clubs, you know, perhaps with the facility to do that kind of stuff and to raise money.
So money is the key thing here to try and help the clubs, I suppose, survive. What do you make, Joe, of the statement made by Jarlett Burns? The first thing he said was, look, the demographic map of Ireland and the map of GAA clubs in Ireland no longer align. That's a fundamental problem that needs to be addressed.
Absolutely, yeah, and of course the great structure of the GAA is that the club structure is its great power, which is also the thing that really conflicts with the shift in population in the country and in within counties itself. And some of the stuff that's proposed in the report, I'm not sure that it will be feasible to run it on the ground afterwards. You know, this idea of playing 11-a-side games and all that sounds good and sounds all right, but the question is who you want to play against, you know? So it means you will have to travel to the peripheral to play other teams.
With also 11. So could you have Foyle Moore or could you have Skellig Rangers travelling to face Asti?
Yeah, sure, this is the problem. And that has been the problem with Kerry County Ball for years, is that the peripheral counties, clubs in the periphery have to play each other and it results in huge commuting distances and games called off because people aren't in a position to commute or aren't able to field the team even at 11. I mean, even some of our underage clubs would not be able to field the team at 11 aside. You know, we're long past that, you know. So that's some of that stuff there is, you know, if they'd come to us with that 20 years ago, we could understand it, but we're a long way down the road further beyond that. But look, having said that, it's good that the GAA is sitting up and doing this now and seeing the problem, because this country is in a mess in the sense of the overpopulation of the eastern seaboard, lack of facilities, and the underpopulation of the western seaboard. And while there's wonderful communities, there's just a whole demographic shift in the country. And even within our own county here in Kerry, we have a huge demographic shift into the centre of the county. And that was government policy. That was government policy to move people into the hubs and spokes and to denude the rural areas of people.
The peripheries within our own county. OK, Niall Vado Callaghan, Councillor Niall Vado, good morning to you. What do you make of this? And this also, within Kerry, we've got problems for urban clubs because their catchment areas are emptying out because property prices and other issues are making it impossible to for young families to start off and live near traditional club areas. So that's also a factor here.
Yeah, everything Joe has said, I 100% agree with him. I mean, the South Kerry Board have been 10 years at this, and it's great to see that the GAA have come on board. But from a kind of an urban point of view and give you the urban view, the days of the five Coopers playing with the Crokes, those days are gone. The numbers in town clubs aren't as strong because young people can't afford to live in places like Tralee and Killarney. They can't get the houses. And then, you know, the days of the big Irish family of five or six children, being realistic, it's down to two and three.
Your average now is two, isn't it? And that means you need double the number of families in an area to supply the same number of children who might play the sport that you would have had in the 70s or 80s. Now you have two. One might be a girl, she might play ladies Gaelic. One might be a boy, might play football, or he might not. Might play another sport, or he might not be sporting at all. So that numbers game, that's going to be very difficult to address, isn't it, in terms of just the birth rate in an area?
You have the birth rate, and you have also that there's a huge choice. When we were growing up, you know, you were playing football during the summer, and you played at the weekends. And soccer at the weekends, and then during the week you'd be playing basketball because you'd be indoors with lights on. Whereas now every club has the facilities, the lights are on, and there's things for young people to do. And so you're also dividing the playing power that you have into other sports because other sports have gotten stronger as well. And from a GAA point of view, There is town teams that are supplementing, and I know of teams that are supplementing their underage boys teams with girls until they can because they don't have the numbers. And people in the country are saying, oh, Jesus, here's the fella from the big town again. I'm not. I'm only just making out a point that, like, look how strong the likes of, for example, Kilcommon are flying as a club. Kilcommon are flying because they've a big new influx of people into the area housing estates. But as Joe said, the policy right now is that if you're a young couple in the country, you can't get planning. It's virtually impossible. And I'm a counsellor, I know. It's virtually impossible for a young person to go build on their own family land unless you're the favourite son or daughter. And that takes from the playing numbers as well. But like the days of having five or six from one house playing like the Coopers in the county final a number of years ago, those days are gone.
Yeah, yeah. And planning, he took aim at planning as well yesterday, Joe McCaughan, for you finally, because we're pushed for time in this. The planning, and people are saying this already on the text line and the comment line, they're saying planning is a big issue. Young families can't get planning permission and they're moving into the towns. What you said was policy. Is that policy going to have to change, Joe? If this is going to, because this is beyond sport. It's a societal issue.
The same problem of planning as the Renard GAA Club have. We can't get young people to build houses in our area because it's so difficult, and that's what's killing urban clubs and rural clubs, and that's the one that needs to change. Because surprise, the birth rate in Kerry has gone up, but there are kids, but the problem is they're all together in clusters in certain parts of the counties and more parts of the counties, but urban and rural don't have young children. And this has to change because you have to spread the population evenly across the country where the services are, where the primary schools, existing primary schools are, and secondary schools are. Because what's going to happen is, if there isn't kids, they won't survive. They'll close, and they'll be under pressure, and there'll be more. The government will have to go and build extra schools where there's bigger population. So it is down to planning. And the problem is, there's a situation in this country now where Irish Water are going to decide who's going to win the county championship or going to win the district board championship, because it depends where they're going to put a sewage treatment plant, and that's where the houses will be built.
To allow the housing, and that'll feed the clubs, and they'll win the championship just on numbers alone, which is what will happen. Yeah, sure. So Irish Water will decide it all.
That's it. That's it. They're in charge of infrastructure, and we can't build houses unless we have connection to sewage plants. So this has to stop. This is nonsense. They have to be allowed to build their houses in the rural areas, and they have to be allowed to build houses and have family houses inside in the urban centres as well, inside in towns, where people want to live as well, people that traditionally lived in towns. They have to be allowed.
100%. Okay, gentlemen, look, we're going to leave it there. We'll talk more about this. It's a big report. There's a lot of recommendations in it, and we will return to it on the programme as it works its way out and see those motions going to Congress as well. But thanks for giving your initial reaction to it this morning. That's Independent Councillor Kerry County Councillor Niall Boddy O'Callaghan and also Joe McCrohan. If you have a view on what they said, get in touch with us. Lots of people getting in touch.